Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. We are live at Big Iron for day three of a legendary show. This is the 41st year. It's called Big Iron because there's a lot of Big Iron here. And a lot of ag innovation and technology and precision agriculture. We're broadcasting live from the Butler Arena building, which is brand new to Big Iron. Some people may remember it as the Scholander Pavilion. It's been transformed. You can come from the west, you can come from the east. It literally is right smack dab in the middle of the Big Iron grounds, where over 900 different folks are displaying the latest and the greatest in ag innovation. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
We just raised the flag. Jim, the flagpole guy, put a 15 by 25 flag up on a 240-foot crane from Industrial Builders. And, Todd, it was one of those, the hair stands up on the back of your neck, you get some goosebumps, you just say, beautiful day, salt of the earth, folks everywhere, and an angelic voice singing the national anthem, Kelsey Joy Buell. Thank you for doing that, Kelsey.
Absolutely, it was a blast.
Oh my gosh, you're a pro.
Oh gosh, thank you.
How long have you been singing the national anthem?
Well, I joke, I've been singing since I could talk, but probably singing the national anthem at this level for maybe 10 years.
Wow.
Did it a little bit in high school, kind of stopped doing music altogether out of college, and then got back into it when I plugged into this amazing community.
That is so cool. And you are a motivational speaker.
Yes, I am.
You'll help folks with their recruitment efforts and building a little bit of culture and a little bit of team building, right?
Yes.
Is that a challenging thing to do right now?
Well, you know, they say we're in what's called the Great Resignation right now, they're calling it. So a lot of people are leaving their jobs or finding out that they really want to pursue something that they're truly passionate about. And so I think employers are really hurting when it comes to finding and retaining top talent.
Why do you think that is? Why are we in a great resignation?
I think the pandemic just gave people this opportunity to reflect and determine, what do I really love? What do I really want to be doing? And I think that there are companies are shifting the roles. So, for example, a role that maybe used to be very extroverted, people-oriented, due to technology and so much of moving to virtual platforms, even certain roles are changing what they need for those roles. So I think people are just shifting in realizing, hey, I can work from home, I can work remote, I can design more of a life that I'm looking for based on the jobs that I'm seeking. And so I think that there's just been this whole shift in how work works, how work works, if that is.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, there could be a lot of pain in that.
Yes.
For an employer that's losing people.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, where are my people going? I can't build this business without people. But I also sense there's an opportunity in it to
Yes.
say, I want to be the place they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for employers to be that kind of go-to employer?
Well, Scott, it's kind of like what we were just talking about today. People that are looking for jobs, they're looking for an opportunity where they're going to have transparent conversations. And so I think the younger job seekers are looking for career paths where they can have those open, honest conversations with their boss about what their goals and dreams are so that they can be the best version of themselves. And so I think it really has to do with employers who are willing to cater and kind of tailor their approach to the individual needs of each person. And for the first time in history, I believe we have 5 generations in the workplace.
Think about that.
It's crazy.
Wow. And what G5 wants is not what G1 or what G2 expected, right?
It's so different.
They were part of a culture that says, give me a paycheck, and go home and, you know, get up the next day and do it over again. And my paycheck is my thank you, right?
Yeah.
Not G5. What do they want?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't even know yet. I've just started researching these younger generations. I would be in the millennial group where I know impact is really important. But I think the younger generation, I mean, they even want more flexibility. They want a workplace that cares about them. They're really focused in on benefits. What are the benefits going to be? And I'm not just talking health insurance. I'm talking what are the additional perks that I'm going to get by being in this job? How often can I work remote? What can I take for vacation? I think there's just so many questions that are being asked differently by the younger generation that it's almost, I think we need to do more research on each generation and what they need in the workplace, because each age group needs something different.
And you could think that's like a fool's errand and, you know, give me a break, I'm not doing any of that, but you won't have people.
Mm-hmm.
You won't recruit the workforce you need, right?
So
this is essential. We got to do it. We got to do it, yeah.
Well, and I think it's the older age demographic sometimes looks at the younger age demographic and thinks that they don't want to work, and that's not true. The younger age group, they do want to work, and they are willing to work hard, but they just work differently.
And it's a puzzle.
It is.
Right?
It's a people puzzle.
It's a people puzzle. Yeah, exactly right. How do folks get the benefit of your coaching expertise? I can't think of a... You know, if you got an industry gathering, a particular, you know, association group or whatever, to have the benefit of that, because everybody is, I mean, whether you sell hot dogs or Big Green Iron, right?
Yeah.
The new shade of green that's here in the Butler building, everybody has to figure out that people puzzle, but start with the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, and say, nothing is new under that flag.
Yeah.
We've seen this movie before, we'll get through this, but then get into helping them. How do folks connect with you?
Well, I would say to your comment about the flag, I think America's always been people first, right? You know, it's how do we help people, and I think companies are needing to shift that way. And so the best way, I would say, since I have my hands in a number of things, the best way to get a hold of me, I would say, is connect on LinkedIn or social media first, Kelsey Joy Buell, B-U-E-L-L. Otherwise, I think if you look up talent optimization, give that a Google online, and that has some great resources as well, how to optimize your talent. So connect with me on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect and have a conversation.
Yeah, well, that sounds fabulous. It's something the world needs right now, because everybody's going, stores are closing when they wouldn't otherwise want to be closed. The bottom lines are being impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses are competing against the government for a different check. I mean, there's just a lot of challenges in this world, and I appreciate your optimism and your expertise.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott. This is fun.
Great to see you. And Kelsey's going to stick around, because a little birdie told us that there's a presentation at 10 this morning. Todd, are you ready for this? And the little presentation with Jim the Flagpole Guy, and Industrial Builders, Kelsey, our little presentation of the flag won Best of Show, and they recruited a presenter who's at Big Iron today and going to be on Grand Farm today, and that is Senator Kevin Cramer, who stops by to say hi and hello. Welcome to Big Iron.
Well, it's great to be at Big Iron. It was really fun to pull into the park. You know, I was listening to the show, of course, and I was watching my clock really carefully. I thought, if I get there in time and I zip in and get out, I can watch the flag go up that giant crane and listen to the national anthem, and I did.
So you made it.
I did. I was in the. I stopped outside my car, looked up, and listened to that beautiful, rich, incredible song, of course, and watched that big flag going. In fact, you know, flags are a funny thing, right? You have these giant flags, and then you put them up a couple hundred feet, and you go, gee, that's a small flag.
I know. That thing's 15 by 25, but it looks
up.
And Jim, the flagpole guy's here, he said, you know, that's going to look small up there. I'm going, it's 15 by 25 feet.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Dietrichs got it up for us 240 feet in the air.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, and we actually talked with Jim about that yesterday. There's something about not necessarily having the biggest flag, you know, even like the White House. If you look at the White House, it has for, you know, back to the days when the White House mm-hmm. always had that very stately,
right.
But very, actually it looks small compared to the White House,
right.
But it's beautiful,
yeah.
You know. There's
no,
something
no
in that.
No question about it. You know, in the Capitol dome itself, you know, each house side and the Senate side, each has its own flagpole. You know when either one or both are in session by which flag is flying, and in many cases a couple of them. And there's live cams you can watch all the time, and they make for a great screensaver, by the way, from various angles. And it too, these flags look rather small. Same on top of the various congressional office buildings. But they, stately is the word.
Yeah.
It really is something. And then, as you know, I think probably people know it. If they don't, they should. We often, as members, we have the opportunity to fly flags over the United States Capitol in honor of people or events and things. And we present them a lot. But people can order them. They can go on our websites. They can go on, you know, my website or Senator Hovind's or Congressman Armstrong's and actually order one on behalf of somebody. We'll have it flown.
When you say order something, it's not something they pay for?
They pay for it, but it's not
just the flag.
Expensive. Just the flag.
They're playing for the flag. But
don't quote me, but and they're different sizes, by the way. So they fly them up and down, you know, as you can imagine.
Wow.
And they're different sizes, 3x5, 5x8, I think are the two sizes.
It's flown over the Capitol.
And it's flown over the United States Capitol.
One of my greatest gifts was from the Happy Hooligans of the 119th that flew over the Pentagon and protected the Pentagon on 9/11 20 years ago. And they had a flag on board, and they presented the flag to a goofy radio guy. Little kid from Montevideo, Minnesota, that is still in my office to this day.
Well, you're kind of a branding expert. You're Donald Trump.
And it's not about the brand. It's about what it stands for.
It's really cool.
Right?
It's really
about what it stands for. And, you know, what I want to talk about when we come back is what that flag has seen, what that flag has flown above. And I think at times when people say, look at the borders.
Right.
Look at inflation. Look at our debt.
Right.
But look at Afghanistan. It's real easy to sort of spiral out of control and not have that compass. But the flag's seen a lot. So we got to remember that. We really do. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Senator Kevin Cramer stopping by for a quick chat. He's going to be part of the presentation at 10 this morning for the winners at Big Iron. More after this. Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
We're in the Butler Building, the new Butler Arena. at Big Iron today. Butler Machinery, Butler Ag here with a new shade of green. That Fendt is looking really nice.
Yeah.
And before we chat with Senator Krebs and Kevin Cramer some more here, we're going to chat with Aaron Olson. Aaron is the store manager for the Butler team in Hankinson. Aaron, nice to have you. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Just comparing notes with Senator Cramer about that part of the world, right?
Yeah, right.
Fellow kindred natives.
Kinnert, as they call
Kinnert,
it.
Kinnert. Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Right.
Kinnerlite.
Yeah. I always feel bad when I don't say Kinnert because then people know you're a Fargo guy.
Yeah. That's exactly right. He must have went to South or something.
So it's so fun to watch, you know, savvy farmers, ranchers stare into this Fendt and yeah. say, oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Oh, the technology is really the spark, isn't it?
The technology really is. With the Fendt lineup here, you know, they've always been very user-friendly and intuitive with, you know, with their customers, their farmer-focused, you know, manufacturer. So the technology, you hop in it, and like you said, all the farmers nowadays are just really, really savvy. So they hop in it, and they know exactly what they're doing.
You know, I saw, I don't know, 6-7-year-old kids in the cab, looking like, Dad, I want this baby. But I saw 50, 60, 7-year-old farmers in the cab doing the same
yeah.
thing, especially the new Fendt 1 cab. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So Fendt 1 is a new operating platform on the Fendt line of their tractors right now. Currently, it's available in the 700 series, which we do have two of those loader tractors here. So previous models had a single display in them. This one now you have a choice up to three displays. You have a digital dash display. There's a display you can put on your armrest, a 12-inch display, and then another display, optional, comes out of the roof line, as well as new joystick controls and a whole new operator platform.
Incredible. And it's a new wave. There's also green fit technology here, which is, you know, if you have a different shade of green, you got it covered there too, right?
Right, right. So a lot of our John Deere customers really like the green fit, so it makes us... Seamless with the John Deere technology. So the John Deere technology, we just put in some technology in our cab, and they'll be able to use all their original stuff that they would have maybe laying around the farm on the John Deere side.
So if I want one of those 700s with a new Fendt 1 cab or the FT9 or the FT10 that's coming, can you get them for me?
Absolutely. Yep, we have units in stock right now. We are sitting in a pretty good position. You know, everybody's been hurt a little bit this year with everything that's been going on, but we are sitting in a pretty good position to get stuff by year end. And if there's somebody that walked in the door tomorrow, we could for sure have something by spring for them.
There's reason enough to come to the Butler Arena at Big Iron. Aaron, thanks a bunch.
Yes, you bet, guys.
All right. Love it. Love it. Love it. A lot happening here at Big Iron. More with Senator Kevin Cramer. I saw a profile that you did. I think it was for a roll call where they were kind of doing a biographical thing talking about. And you made a comment that we got to get the joy back in politics. You know, even the joy back in the Republican
Particularly
Party.
Particularly conservative politics.
Yeah. Why do you think the joy is out?
I think people are angry. I think people, are rightfully angry. Right now, I'm a little torqued up because the only downside to the Butler Arena that I can see is you clearly don't have a bouncer. Because look at these guys walking in here. Hi, Tommy.
Tommy Kenville just showed up, by golly.
Anyway.
I cite RPD services.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
we don't need a bouncer.
No, we don't need a bouncer. He's the best. In fact, as you're talking about all this technology, I'm looking over and I see Tommy Kenville and I go, agriculture. Tommy, agriculture.
Drones.
Tommy, right?
Drones. Yep.
Yeah, autonomous vehicles. That's right. So anyway, back to getting the joy back. My point of it is this: as conservative people, as constitutional people, as patriotic people, as people of faith, the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? That our witness is reflected in our personalities. It ought to be, at least. And that's not to say that some righteous indignation isn't appropriate from time to time. That's not to say you shouldn't take serious things seriously. But the way we treat one another, as fellow citizens, as colleagues, as family members.
People made in the image and likeness of God.
Everybody that you encounter.
Yeah.
Every human being. So, and I reflect back to, and I think in the profile it does this, reflect back to Ronald Reagan, who never demanded perfection. He never demanded loyalty to him as a president, but rather to our country. And he treated anybody that agreed with him 70-80% of the time as his friend, not his enemy. He was very clear. That was one of his governing philosophies. And I just see what's happening today, and I think people are, feed their own, their sort of their own spirit, their own soul with like-minded information. They have the choices that we didn't have in the 80s, obviously, in terms of social media and analyst cable channels.
And that's going to feed anger.
It's going to feed anger,
and,
right?
And sometimes despair and sadness, because it kind of goes on a channel. And I understand why. The people voted for Donald Trump and said, finally, someone that is a fighter of all fighters, and, right. And look how he was treated, right? By that
precisely.
Town, by that swamp, by that deep state.
Exactly right. And really, all of that confirms what we believe about him. And my goal is every day is to work with my colleagues on all sides as best I can to make life better in this country. And to do that, particularly in a 50-50 Senate, you can't burn bridges. You have to build bridges.
I want to give one example to the audience because, you know, the vote for the $1 trillion infrastructure package remains controversial among conservatives.
I guess, yeah.
Right? And over in the House, the Republicans say they're putting the two together, so we have to fight it. Donald Trump was against it. But in the middle of it, when your vote was coming and your vote ultimately was for it, who called you?
Yeah, Donald Trump. He called me. Yeah, he called me after a Sunday morning television appearance, actually, which he often does. And right when you're done with a Sunday morning television appearance, we just had a great talk for 15 minutes. We spent about 5 minutes talking about the bill, why he disagrees with it. And then said, but I understand, you know, you've got to do what's right for your constituents and what you believe is to be right. But I think you're wrong. But then he'd go back to how much he loves me. And it was really one of my sweeter conversations I've ever had with a man. That might sound like a weird word, but I you know, we have a good relationship.
Well, and there is two arguments there. One
right.
is don't give Joe Biden any victories
right.
to use and go around the country and do it.
Right.
But you do that at the expense of less infrastructure for North Dakota over 5 years. Can you give me just your top line, data on how much is infrastructure in that bill? Because, you know, you hear over and over, oh, only 10% of it's infrastructure.
100% of it. There's nothing in there that's not infrastructure. And you might argue some of the infrastructure, like $7.3 billion for electric vehicle charging stations, and that we wouldn't put in if we were king. Thank God our patriotic founders didn't create a king. They resisted that, rejected that notion. But absolutely, it's all infrastructure. And this is one of the great myths that gets perpetrated by people who want to use the anger that you and I are talking about as a wedge to either appeal to their entertainment market, in the case of media, or to appeal to a very extreme base of activists, because they might want to be president, or they might fear the retribution of another, you know, somebody else. And this is why this is the blessing of this, Scott. Being a big iron, going to Grand Farm later for their autonomous conference, doing what I do, traveling all over the state, and being on this radio station, on this radio show, and many others, and having the conversation with the North Dakota people, is that to be proactive and to do things beneficial, you have to be talking to your constituents, and we have to be talking to one another, listening to one another, and
have a conversation.
Otherwise, no is the easiest answer to explain. Every time.
Senator Kramer will be on his Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow for a full hour, taking your calls on these topics and any others. I see the CEO of Big Iron wants to say hi, Cody Cashman.
Right.
And Paul and Janae said, don't let him leave without stopping by and seeing us on WDAY, a radio station you grew up listening to.
I sure did. I used to bring my mom's caramel rolls to the studio when I fill in for Scott Hennett.
Oh, where's my caramel rolls? More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. To 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. An estimated 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to get out of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. In Washington State, thousands of state workers also seek similar exemptions. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis became the first sitting governor to have a same-sex wedding while holding office. Polis married his partner, Marlon Reese, on Wednesday. The two held their ceremony at the University of Colorado, Boulder. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains for one reason. Todd the Radio God. That's right. 550K Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, and my most able co-host, who's going to a wedding on Friday. So we're gonna let him take the day off.
I think it's married on a Friday in the fall. I don't know about fall.
But I do want to, you know, wrap my arms around any bride-groom combo that actually says we should get married in the fall rather than the summer, because weddings are summer wreckers. They're summer wreckers, you know. I go, my wife says we're going to go. I'm fine. I play the good soldier, but I think I could be on a pontoon right now. So kudos to whoever that couple is, Todd. I think they're doing it just right. Anyway, calls, questions, comments, welcome. We'll start getting those in here as well. You want to react to anything Senator Kramer said? We're doing the radio graffiti thing at Big Iron, which means you got 1 minute. 1 minute only. Just call us at 800-228-0550. And we're brought to you today by Big Iron. That's right. And Big Iron is bigger than ever. 900 vendors. I don't know what that Cody Cashman did, but, I mean, he must have talked to the weather gods. He must have talked to all the vendors. And he said, if you can't beat a Big Iron, you at least could be at the corn maze. Yes, flip this around for me so I can see that the exact dates. It's coming up September 17th through October 31st. It's a corn maze and a pumpkin patch. I was just out there. Unbelievable. So if you got a little travel planned in or around the Fargo-Moorhead area, coming up anytime between September 17th and October 31st, you want to be at the corn maze. Here's what they got going. They've got opening night is glow night. That's September 17th. They also have another glow night on the 24th. They have a support nonprofit groups on the 23rd. Wine tasting on the 25th. With all kinds of breweries and wine tasting out here. And you can get dazed in the maze because there'll be local breweries, wineries, the cider folks. I don't even know what that word is. What is that? Madaris? Madaris?
Meaderies.
Meaderies are going to be hidden at the maze. What is a meadery?
It's honey wine.
Oh, my gosh. I might have to try something new. See what I'm talking about? Corn Maze and Pumpkin Patch at Big Iron. I'm sorry, after Big Iron. But Big Iron, final day today at Big Iron 41 is happening right now. Three big days. Acme Tools, North Dakota Grain Growers Association, General Equipment, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and by the way, the Cass County Farm Bureau, the headline sponsor this year of Big Iron. Labor Masters, High Plains Apache, North Dakota Farmers Union, Auction Block, ND Flagpole Guy, Piper's Auction and Realty. The folks from Piper's will be here a little later on today, and Ag Spray Equipment, as well as OK Tire, bringing our live broadcast to you. Mark Unruh is here from OK Tire. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Great, Scott. Good morning.
How's the show going?
It's actually been pretty good, considering the wind, considering the rain we had the first day. It's been a great show so far.
Where do we find you?
Okay, we're in between the Brenco and the Mustang Seed Building, just on the other side of the old food court area.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so the old food court area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people still say, where's the old food court? Yeah. They moved that all the way to the west.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's all the way out the west by the Acme Electric tool crib bin as well. Yep. Big tires here and big brands, right?
Yep. That's correct. Yep. OK Tire Store, we've been in business a little over 60 years, and we are more than just tires. We actually have a feature in our booth with a brand-new 32-inch Firestone MaxiTrax quad track. You've got to come out and see this. This is a brute.
A brute?
Yeah.
And a quad track and a brute combined are pretty dang nice.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. That sounds great. And, I mean, the tires we're seeing here at the Butler Building are like, you know, child's play for you guys, right? Bigger the better.
That's right. We also have the agricultural tires on display. We have truck tires. We have light truck and wheel combinations. We even have, we're giving away a set of UTV wheels and tires over there, so stop by the booth and register. We also have the new mobile OK Tire unit is on display over there, which we do within a 30-mile radius of Fargo.
And you know what? There's a lot that happens within a 30-mile radius of Fargo. You do that from your other stores too, correct?
That was correct, yeah. As a service call, we use our larger trucks for that, but mostly this for passenger light truck. It's just a mobile unit that will come out to you and actually do the work on the spot.
And that is so huge, especially this time of year. You know, you're up against the clock. You're looking at the weather and planting season and harvest time. You need a friend in OK Tire.
Yep. Yeah, we keep service trucks going pretty steady.
Where are you all at? You're in Carrington?
Carrington, Bismarck, Minot, Williston, Wahpeton, and in Motley, Minnesota, besides Fargo, of course. Three locations in Fargo.
Three locations here, and that's pretty amazing. Yep. It really is. I mean, you guys do a nice job, and I frequent OK Tire because, you know, the kids will say, Dad, I think this one's going flat or it might need a little service or whatever, and you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you.
Really good job. And, again, if you're into quad track, you got to see this innovation at OK Tire, right?
Yep, this is the feature of this show for us. So we've been in the tracks for approximately 18 or 19 years, probably a little more prominent the last five or six. We're exclusive distributors for Firestone Ag Tracks. We also sell Camso and Susie Tracks.
And, you know, tends to get wet here once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it hasn't been this year other than feast or famine, right?
Yep.
But the quad track is really an insurance policy against the wet, isn't it?
Well, what attracted me to take this dedicated position in the tracks was the compaction issue. And, you know, if you can get out there a little bit earlier and you're not spinning and you're not digging up the ground and leaving ruts, I mean, that's all about compaction. It's all about yield. That's what attracted me to this. And the tracks have been just, I mean, they've been just growing by leaps and bounds every year.
Yeah. You know. You're there when others aren't.
That's correct.
That's when you want to be in the field.
Yep.
Especially with this crazy weather these folks put up with.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Scott.
And come find you again one more time. Where's OK Tire?
OK Tire, we're booth M-01, which is between the Brenco building and Mustang Seed.
I was over at the Brenco building. They actually let me do one of the floor scrubbers and sweepers.
How'd you do?
I did okay because I think a monkey could do okay with those things that make it so easy. But
yeah.
I acted like it was kind of a big deal, but I wasn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on over and say hi to the guys. We have a lot of people from our operation out there today, so come on over. Thank you.
Mark Unruh is the track sales manager for OK Tire and OK Track Solutions here at Big Iron. Thanks, Mark. Good to see you.
You got it.
Great folks out here. That's what's so darn fun. Let's get Mark in here out of Minot, North Dakota. Tell us a little bit about what's on his mind right now. Mark, you're up. Take it away.
Thanks.
Oh, it's Brad. Sorry, Brad and Minot. I was talking to Mark. Now I got Brad.
Oh.
Brad and Minot. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, Good morning. Well, I guess I'm one of the far-right extremists that Kramer was talking about, and I have voted for him. But I'm calling with a very heavy heart because I understand bringing the joy back in as a Christian. That's what I want, too. But I don't see that. I see our country disintegrating right in front of our eyes culturally. Now we got this Milley thing. And, the Mark Milley deal, even if he meant well, we have rules and procedures to do that. You just can't do what he did. And I'm betting not a thing will be done. And this is one of my criticisms, and I think legitimate criticism of both Hovind and Kramer. They don't take this stuff seriously. And basically all they ever do is they take what could be awful from the left and make it slightly less awful, but we never move the ball in our direction. And I know I'm a broken record on that, but I think it's an accurate analysis of what's going on. And I'd like to get his thoughts on that. But, I mean, this government is out of control, and I don't see the level of concern and action from those guys.
Well, a couple of things I want to just visit with you a little bit about here, Brad. One is you cannot be a red-blooded American and not have flat-out fear for the future of this country, given everything that's going on. So we're all in the same boat, unless you're in some kind of la-la land and think a guy that ought to be in assisted living somewhere that is president of the United States is just great. If you're, if you're totally in your little cocoon there, there's no hope for you. But I think that anybody else, and I've talked to a lot of lifelong Democrats who even in the Trump era said, I can't do this anymore. Because the Democratic Party I don't recognize, the party of AOC and, Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, go down the list. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. So I'm 100% there with you. Question is what we do about it. Now, you said something that I'm going to just probe a little bit on. You said they're not doing anything. So what do you mean when you say they're not doing anything? What do you think they're doing?
Well, I get the newsletters and stuff, and I see the work that, they're doing to help navigate the federal bureaucracy or whatever, but we need to take much more bold action. Get on TV, demand that something has to be done, be much more forceful, and actually, like they talk about compromise, okay, if they're going to push stuff like vaccine mandates, then we want nationwide voter ID. That's compromise. Compromise is not what the Democrats think it is. They give a list of 10 things and we settle on 5 of their priorities. That's not compromise. The compromise is, we get something in return.
But do you understand? You understand, Brad, that when you say, by the way, I love your idea, right? So, okay. You want vaccine mandates, and by the way, Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, all universal in putting out statements fighting that. Wayne Stegum says he's reviewing it as Attorney General and what his options are there. So it's got the attention of everybody.
Right.
Now, when you say, all right, that's being shoved down our throat, let's use this leverage, if you will, to go in there and say we want voter ID. Well, voter ID is a hill the Democrats die on. Right, they will forever think their way to election success is anybody and everybody ought to be able to vote. Doesn't matter if they came from Afghanistan last week or whatever. That's their MO. So in the current environment we're in, when you're suggesting that Kramer and Hovind and Armstrong and Burgum say, I want voter ID if I'm going to go along with that, how do you propose they do that when you have a Democrat administration, a Democrat speaker, a Democrat majority leader? How do you get what you want in that environment?
Well, you mentioned that that's their hill to die on. Okay, where are our hills? I'm asking rhetorically, where are our hills to die on? Because we give up way too easy. In fact, McConnell all the time, he won't even bring stuff up because he'll say, well, I don't have the votes. Well, not yet, but what if you made the case to the American people and turned public opinion with you? They don't even do the action to try and get the votes. they just say, well, I ain't got the votes, you know, so we might as well give
up. Sometimes, but I don't know if you remember that Vote-a-thon that they did as part of the $1 trillion package. They got the Democrats on the record on all kinds of things. And if you've seen the polling right now, Democrats know they're in a world of hurt for 2022. They do. Now, I don't know if we have enough time till 2022. So I'm with you, Brad, that we need to have that fight. We need to have that fight, but you got to recognize the hand we've been dealt here, and I think you got to count your wins. One win will be if the $1 trillion peels off the $3 trillion in infrastructure, and I'm ready for these guys to die on this hill, and that is raising the debt ceiling. No way, no how. Then you've got leverage. Then we say, you know what? You're not getting the debt ceiling lifted unless we get real voter ID or something like that. Great call. Thanks.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layout. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
What really happened on January 6th? Was it a protest or something worse? Even an insurrection? Joe Biden says it was the worst event since the Civil War. All this week, Chris Salcedo is on TV asking the tough questions and finding the real answers. So watch Salcedo's January 6th series on Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Central. More than 40 million Americans watch Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. I watch it all the time. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. The only major system that doesn't carry it on basic cable is Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, CNN, NBC, but not Newsmax. Many Midco customers are switching to a service that carries Newsmax, like Dish, DirecTV, or AT&T. You can also download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. That's why millions are turning to Newsmax. So watch Chris Salcedo on Newsmax today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back at Big Iron, brought to you by PetroServe USA. little secret for you. If you're coming into Big Iron, rather than have to be, you know, I'm going to stand in line over at the food court and I want to see all these booths and everything else, here's what I would do. I'd go to PetroServe USA right next door, just a tish to the east of the Big Iron Grounds. It's 1021 West Main Avenue, PetroServe USA, chicken fettuccine Alfredo today. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And they do the chicken tenders. They probably have something with mashed potatoes and green beans. And, I mean, a lot of great choices. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Goulash on 12th Avenue, 929 today up at Harwood. Meatloaf dinner. Tater Tot hot dish in Glendon today. The Salisbury Steak in Yulin. If you're downtown Fargo, Salisbury Steak, too. Two choices in Valley City. You could go French dip sandwich, and they are to die for. Yeah, Drew, the whole thing is so good. Pulled pork sandwiches, too. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. Stop and see him and tell him Scott sent you. If your diesel broke down, you want to call our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. If you want to prevent it from breaking down, you want to stop in next time you're in Bismarck at DAC Diesel or one of their dealers around the state and say, load me up with the 4-plus additive. Anti-gel, turbo cleaner. There's a number of different varieties. I know this. I've heard stories about tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. They come in knocking like crazy, and they leave, I mean, like a well-oiled machine. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, DACDiesel.com. Our next guest is from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And, of course, they're here partnering up with Cass County Farm Bureau today. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to see you. Tell me your name again.
Joey Bailey.
Joey Bailey. And what is the Farm Bureau having in the way of conversations out here with your members and others?
Well, of course, everybody can't get over talking about the weather. But other than that, I guess we're just trying to plan for the future because that's what we have to do as agriculturalists.
When you say talking about the weather, just lamenting the fact it was one tough year with the drought, now the feast or famine with rains.
Yes.
Just kind of what farmers do or ranchers do, right?
Yep, correct.
And this is a big area.
Yeah.
There's 900 different booths. It's all over.
Yes.
You guys are the white hats, the good neighbor that is shuttling people around, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about who's sponsoring that.
Well, North Dakota Farm Bureau has always had a booth in the past, and excuse me, we decided this year we're going to try to get our name out in front of everybody instead of being tucked in a corner. So we are sponsoring the People Movers, and Cass County Farm Bureau sponsors quite a bit just in general with the Red River Valley Fairgrounds.
You oversee the Promotion and Education Committee with the Farm Bureau.
Yep.
And also the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, which gets my engines revving, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, this next generation is going to be taking on some great weight on their shoulders, for lack of a better term,
yeah,
a lot. But they're also wicked smart, the technology piece they get. Tell us a little bit about that committee and what you do.
Yeah, so on the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee, it's comprised of 9 districts from around the state. You have to be under the age of 35, so we can get the opinions of everybody all over the state. So even from the west to the east, there's very different land, as we all know. So we are able to kind of ask their opinions. We hold a conference every year. This coming year in 2022, we're going to actually go out to the Wild West in Dickinson and hold that at the Astoria. We're going to have great speakers get together. We ended up even having ours during COVID last year. It was a great success. I think it just gets everybody motivated and excited about the industry.
And school's back, so you get out there in front of the kids a little more often.
Yes, absolutely. And then I head up the Promotion and Education Committee, like you had said. And, prior COVID, I should say, we hit over 8,000 kids statewide, teaching them about where their pizza comes from, because all of the ingredients in their pizza can be raised in North Dakota. So we tell them about where that comes from. And it sounds like we will be full on board for getting that done again this year.
Fantastic. Joey Bailey is the Director of Organizational Development for the Farm Bureau. One last thing I want to ask you about, in a challenging year like this, a younger farmer rancher comes in at the worst possible time, right? How are you helping in that regard?
Well, actually, we are going to be doing some mental health stuff because, unfortunately, that is an issue right now in especially that generation and even the older generation. We have different seminars. We have different resources available that they can reach out to us and ask us questions, helping. We make sure they know all the programs available, that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. And last thing I want to ask you about is the Farm and Ranch Conference. Give me the dates on that and some details on what you're planning this year for the Farm Bureau.
Yep, that is in Dickinson, like I had said, and it is February 4th through the 6th. And we're going to have keynote speaker Dwayne Faber start us out. And then we have a ton of breakout sessions scheduled. And if you have a gift to gab and want to talk about different agriculture issues, you can come out and try to win a four-wheeler for our discussion meeting.
I like that. NDFB.org has all the details. The dates again are?
February 5th or 4th through the 6th.
Fantastic. Thanks. Enjoyed the learning a little bit about what you got going, Joey, at the Farm Bureau. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Joey Bailey from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Some texts we'll get in here before we get back to some more calls. Where are the executive orders written by North Dakota Republicans to protect us from medical mandates? Nowhere unwritten. Well, an executive order would have to come from Doug Burgum, the governor. There have been executive orders that have been written in Montana. Other legislative bodies have looked at it. Kristi Noem said, no, I'm not going to do a mandate that dictates to business, otherwise I'm no better than they are. So different opinions out there, but you're right. Nothing in North Dakota as of yet. If you want it, I'd call the governor's office and say, where is it? That'll make the difference. Another texter said, isn't Kevin Cramer on the Senate Arms Committee? What are they doing about Trader Milley? We'll ask that tomorrow. Senator Cramer is on Armed Services, and there have been a number of briefings on that very topic and the whole Afghanistan mess. We'll learn more about that tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Hour 2 coming up after this from Big Iron.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard, wellness, and a hot tub. And like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me. Your handy chains dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.